We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles general manager Howie Roseman. Eagles completing the first round of cuts here to get to their initial 53-man roster. You know, like the way I said that. My experience tells me that things are always going to change in an NFL season. Correct, Howie?
We're going to constantly evaluate our roster, look at people that are available to us. You know, we're building this. We're starting this, and we want to do it the right way. We want to get players on this team. We want to look for opportunities to get better. So we got a great personnel staff. We're constantly working. We're doing that right now.
Speaking of that personnel staff, look, there's been a lot of changes here in the last couple of years, coaching staff, personnel staff, organization-wide. When you look at this roster, Howie, tremendous turnover. This is part of the plan here to get a young core growing and build with that.
Yeah, we're really excited about the process we have here, the people and the process. And for us, looking back at the last couple of years, the things we've done, we think we got a group of really good young players that can be here for a long time. We got to build on it, continue to add more, but we're going in the right direction.
When you look at it on your board, what are your thoughts about the first 53?
Well, excited about some of the young players, excited about how some of the veterans have taken to Coach Kelly and their potential in this system, both offensively and defensively. It's interesting because from my seat, you're constantly looking at the future. You're constantly looking about 2014, free agency, the draft, guys on the wire. So you're never really in the moment of the season. And really, when you get the 53, that first 53, and you hand it over to the coaching staff, and starting next week, we'll start going on the road. We'll start looking at draft prospects. So it's an interesting way to look at the calendar.
Howie, 7 of 8 draft picks on the roster, 3 players not drafted on this roster. It's always been an area where the Eagles have had great success bringing in players later in the draft and after the draft. How much, really, when you look back on it, how much separates a mid-round draft pick from somebody you take after the draft?
Well, it's interesting. There's always a question on those guys after the draft, and maybe it's size, maybe it's speed. There's maybe a trait that they're missing that ideally you'd like them to have, and then they have that trait, and they're maybe in the second or third round. And when you look at the players that we have on this team that were undrafted free agents, you can point to those factors.
You were able to turn a couple of players that you didn't project to making this roster, running back Lewis, fullback Havili. You make trades, you bring in an Emmanuel Acho, he makes the roster. Clifton Gethers making the roster, good moves. It seems that those players came in and fit into what you're doing in the scheme here.
Well, also win-win. You know, those other players that we dealt to other teams, probably better fit for the situation they went to, and those are the best trades in the National Football League. When you can find value for your team and also give someone some value for their team.
What are the next 24, 48 hours like?
Well, it's been hectic, really, over the last few weeks. Our personnel department has done a great job working together, culminating in a draft board that we have up right now. And then we go and meet with the coaches and tell them about some players that we like and try to figure out the fits for our football team and if it makes sense. And then there's also a couple teams in front of us. So I think throughout the next couple of days, the next couple of weeks, really the next couple of months, we'll constantly be looking for upgrades.
How are you pleased with what looks to be an immediate impact from this rookie class, some young players stepping right into the preseason and looking like they've been here for a while?
Yeah, they're doing a great job, our rookie class, and again, our coaches are doing a great job with them. And over the last 2 years, the last two rookie classes, them really stepping up, you see that jump from last year's class into this year, that first to second year jump, doing a great job with that as well. So that really bodes well for us as well.
A player like Acho, fair to say that he won a job on Thursday night against the New York Jets?
Well, throughout the preseason, really. He could have looked at the depth chart when he first came in and thought that it was really tough goings and put his head down and been discouraged, but that's not the kind of player he is, and he really worked at it. He's instinctive, he's tough, he's really smart, and so a lot of credit goes to him.
So, Howie, this is a new start for this roster. I mean, you look at it kind of like, here's your group, let's build from this group, right?
I mean, well, that's how I feel about this organization right now. Yeah. It's like that throughout the building, you know, new president, new coach. I've been fortunate to get new responsibilities, new personnel staff. So all of us, we're starting, and it's exciting to start and get this fresh start. And our fans, our support has been unbelievable. We need that support when we get into our stadium, and I think it's going to be a fun ride.
Howie Roseman in studio here. We thank you very much for your time. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season. Howie Roseman in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.